And it says this, and don't let anyone put you down because you're young. Teach believers and others with your life, by word, by demeanor, by love, by faith, by integrity. Stay reading the scripture, giving counsel, teaching. Cultivate these things. Immerse yourself in them. The people will see you mature right before their eyes. Just keep at it. Church family, I pray that we lean into this passage. These are words for all of us, young and old, that our lives can be teaching, that our words, demeanor, love, faith, all of those things can teach and point people to Jesus, and that we all keep at it. Now, Eli, Carter, and Toby, I got a little something extra for you here. You're about to embark on a new journey in your life. And we will miss you terribly. I gotta stop looking at you. I'm gonna look back there. We will miss you terribly. But we are so excited to watch you keeping at it. I commit on behalf of the Mix, and honestly of this whole church family, that we will be holding you up in prayer and looking to you as examples of how we can be more bold in our faith. But in that, know that we do not demand perfection. We know that things will be tough, times will be tough, that you will question your faith, that you'll be tired of taking a stand, and that you will not have all the answers. And it's in those times that we will be supporting you no matter what. We commit to sending you random texts, and maybe encouraging sometimes, maybe just random at other times. We commit to praying for you and showing up for you in whatever way you need us to. Pastor Rich shared a verse with me when he heard about our theme, and I think it's a fitting way for me to wrap up here. And it comes from 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. And do everything in love. These are the things that I pray for all of us. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. If you didn't know me, my name is Carter Johnson. I've been going to the Mix for about 7 years and this church for 11. I have watched this church grow ever since I was a boy. It continues to grow and strive in the face of challenges, and I'm proud of my father and the community that helped him build it up. This church is very special to anyone who visits. Fewer than 5% of churches in the city are diverse, and Sanctuary set out to change that status quo. For the last 10 years, this church has been a beacon for social justice. I remember how we started in just a school and riding with my dad early in the morning to go set up chairs in the auditorium from the U-Haul. These memories are not only precious to me because of the time I spent with family, but the time I spent with my church family. Whatever that be in the Mix, doing community service, serving in RCK, or even doing caroling, many of you have given me immense guidance in life, asking about school, my personal life, and just giving advice in any areas that I might need. I feel that some of these instances has helped out my parents, and you've even helped raise me. One such instance is when I and my brother decided to purchase 2 tickets to Kendrick Lamar. I hadn't exactly told my parents I was even going to purchase the tickets, and they ended up checking my balance and sort of figuring it out. My parents were understandably a little bit mad, but still allowed us to go with an adult. Mr. Andrew very graciously, allowed us to go with them. Thank you. And this is just only one of the times where I have felt super loved by this community. I have had the pleasure to babysit some of your children, and it's been a pleasure to see some of them even grow up and join the Mix. Joining the RCK team was one of my favorite ways to volunteer in church, and I loved helping teach the second and first graders. I suppose that I am a living embodiment of the phrase, it takes a village. The support I have gotten is amazing to me, and I thank this congregation for being such a large part of my childhood. Almost all of you have made a lasting impression on me, and I hope I've made some kind of impression on you as well. A few years ago, when the mix was just beginning, we would only have about 5 or 6 people come every week. Just this past year, we have grown to an outstanding amount, around like 25 to 30 teens. As Eli said earlier, we had only first began meeting in a stairwell. All great things come from small beginnings. The mix is one of these things. The leaders truly give their all to teaching us and coming with fun lesson plans and games that everyone can enjoy. And I swear that no one made me say this, and it isn't just a silent plug that you should join the mix team. But if you're thinking about it, then you should. I have never once felt out of place while I was at the mix. I am sad to leave such a tight community, but I know that it will continue to grow and be a safe place. I know it will be in safe hands, and the leaders and the current students continue to make an even better youth program than it was the year before. Change can be a scary thing. In less than 2 months, I will be in a completely new environment, a completely new city, all on my own. I'll be going to Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, practically in the heart of the city. Not only will I be leaving my family behind in Ohio, I'll be leaving my church family here. While I was writing this, I was trying to think of a verse to try and work around the message I was trying to get across and explain. A few years ago, my dad challenged our family to memorize a verse that he chose that he thought would best help us throughout the upcoming year. The verse he chose for me was 2 Timothy 1:7. For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. What lessons and experiences could I possibly take from this church to the next milestone in my life, college? Going back to that verse, the Spirit God doesn't make us timid because of His power, love, and self-discipline. How can I reflect on the way that this church has shown me power, love, and self-discipline of God? This church has shown me self-discipline by simply showing up on Sunday, and even twice if you're serving in 2 services. Showing up to help volunteer at Chloe events or fundraisers for any and everything. This, to me, is what a church that is intentionally trying to serve the community should look like. This church has shown me love by being as open as possible to any person, new or old. Connections run deep here and are strengthened through worshiping together. Lastly, power. This church has shown me what it can be such a powerful place for racial change. It wasn't afraid to speak out against police brutality during the murders of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and others. It was empowering to see members of the church, people from multiple racial backgrounds, at a protest where they even threw tear gas at us. I want to bring these things with me to Morehouse. I want to bring the self-discipline I saw every Sunday so I can stay focused on my goals, focused on God, and helping and still doing community service. I will show love by being open to my fellow brothers on campus, praying for them when they need it, and worshiping with them. I will bring power to the campus, standing for racial injustice and things like mass gun violence and school shootings. Thank you for always being there for me, Sanctuary Columbus Church. I truly appreciate everyone who has helped me get to where I am, and I will be certainly blessed to find a church like this in Atlanta. Thank you.
Hello, hello. All right. I'm Toby. I'm a graduating senior. I haven't been here for 7 years, but you know, the past one has been really fun. So I came into Sanctuary about a year ago, like I said, coming out of COVID and the pandemic and just a lot of church hopping, which really isn't fun after like the first 2 times. So that was kind of exhausting. And then we came here and it felt like we finally found what we were looking for, like a really nice community, a good youth program, and all that. It really just worked out really well. And I think I'm a lot more grounded in my faith than I was about a year ago, because I came in like really just disillusioned with just how things were going in the world in general. Because like whenever I watch the news or like talk to my buddies, you know, about current events, there's a pretty obvious theme I tend to get. This world kind of sucks. Corruption, deep inequality, and sin are the rulers of our society. So when I look at some public Christian figures, and I see them peddling like prosperity theology or like using their position for personal gain just in general, it just really just leaves you with this deep sense of disillusionment. You're like, okay, if these people are doing this, you know, where's Jesus? What's happening? And you just, you know, deep down you're like, yeah, it just kind of sucks. But really, if he was here in the flesh, he'd be the loudest voice in the crowd against him, right? He is fully against people using his name for personal gain. Mark 11, 15 through 18 makes this more clear than anything. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?" Two things I can draw from this. First off, he's super brave. He's willing to stand up for what he wants. I mean, this was like at the beginning of his journey, right? This really is what put a target on his back with the Pharisees. And so he knows when to take a stand for what's right. And secondly, he detests people profiting off the name of the Lord. He wants to save people from sin, not necessarily help them gain wealth or influence. I mean, that might happen like along the way, but that's not the end goal. So when you see people who call themselves followers of Christ, but then they act against his every command, don't take it as commentary on Christianity as a whole. Treat them how they should be treated, as liars, okay? Titus 1:16 says it best. They claim to know God, but by their actions they deny him. They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit for doing anything good. So when you see these people, work to fix what you can. Spread the word of the Lord in the truest way you know. And don't settle for some odd scam on the side trying to gain personal benefit. Yeah. So, to end this here, I just wanted to say thanks to you all. It's been only 1 year, but it's been a really fun year. It was just really exhausting, like spiritually and everything before coming here, just to see how things were going, but to be welcomed into a loving community and just really like finding our place has been really, really wonderful. So don't get discouraged and continue building this amazing church. Thank you. Okay.
The next chapters for each of these graduates are yet to be written, but the outline is there. They've each determined their next steps. What comes with that will unfold over time, hopefully reliant on the sustaining love of Jesus. And so we acknowledge the transition phase they're in and pray they remember what it means to be part of the Sanctuary family, part of a community being transformed by Jesus now and in the future, to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly. At this point, we'd like to ask any high school or college graduates in the class of 2023 who are with us today to stand as we share some of our hopes for you over these next few years.
Graduates, wish you the best, and we have some hopes for all of you to take with you. First, we hope you adjust quickly and have good roommates.
We hope you have a productive school year and enjoy the food in the cafeterias.
We hope that you make good friends, but that you come back to visit.
We hope you find a church, not as cool as this one, but one that you can belong to and connect with and that challenges you.
We hope you continue to grow your relationship with Jesus and watch Sanctuary online.
We hope that you feel supported in your new communities, but feel the prayers of your community back here at home.
We hope that you always remember that you are a beloved member of this family.
And we hope that you have the courage to stand up for what you believe in.
But remember that you don't stand alone, that even though you're far away, we've got you and stand with you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.